That's what she is.
It's Paula, right?
She's in the lab. She's ready to teach. Yeah.
Let's see. I have somebody's. Is this yours?
Do you have two? Does everybody have a new handbook?
We're making sure we have one now.
Everybody needs one.
Everybody got one of these? Okay.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, but that's me. All right, we want to welcome you all to the, let's see, what month is it?
May.
May, May meeting of the Design Review Board. We just finished a work session. Yeah. And turn off the phone. We have some minutes from last month from April's work session and regular meeting. If you all would review that briefly and then...
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve the minutes from our work session and our regular meeting of April 7th, 2015.
Second.
Okay. Motion second to approve the minutes as presented. If you approve it, raise your right hand. Okay. Ready? Now, our secretary will read the description of the project, and then we'll ask if you're the applicant, if you would come to this lectern over here and just state your name and an address. And then we'll may have some further questions.
We have two applications for the historic district tonight. The first one is for 330 Fairfield Street Southeast, Peter Krieger. And the description is that the applicants are requesting approval to remove an old 5-foot chain link fence covered with wisteria and located on the southern property line of the property at 330 Fairfield. New custom-built 6-foot-tall board fencing is requested to be located in the same location. This new fencing will be painted to match the existing board fencing in the rear yard. And I believe this is Mr. Krieger?
Yes, I'm Mr. Krieger, and this is Daryl, our contractor. You have a picture of what we're proposing, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
On the last page shows the front of the house, the fence is to the right, where the black arrow is pointing. And on the back page, you see the fence from our neighbors, Mr. Leopold, who's also here today, by the way. We're requesting to remove the old chain link fence, which is about 5 feet tall. The post actually is 5.5 feet tall. The wisteria in this picture is over 8 feet tall. So it is really sort of grown wild. And we're requesting to put a 6-foot fence from the back of the property along the property line and then scalloping it down towards the front to about 4.5 feet because this post here on the back page with the white cap is just about 4.5 feet high. So a 6-foot fence going right to it, I think, would not look very good.
Mm-hmm.
And but we'd like not to have to keep the 4-foot height back to the front of the house, is the, what we were requesting.
Mm-hmm. Correct. All right. Do you all have questions?
Have you spoke with your neighbor on the right?
Yes, I talked to him last night. He's approved of it.
Yes, Mr. Leopold is here,
okay.
And he's in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned about
that. All right.
I was concerned about the neighbors.
I think we understand. Mm-hmm. It's pretty clear you're just trying to get rid of the chain link, and in the process, I guess you'll lose some of your wisteria.
I think they hope for all of it.
But it'll come back.
We're going to probably lose all the wisteria and then replant. We have a planting plan. There.
Something more suitable to a fence line. Something that doesn't grow 2 feet every other week.
Okay.
Kind of over 5.
and kill and choke everything else in sight. I think the one thing that is a particular condition here that is unlike others is that Mr. Leopold has about a 6-foot fence in front. Is that about right?
About 7 feet.
Yeah, it's at least 6. And so at the same time, I don't think it would be appropriate to have it drop, personally, down to 4 feet,
right,
way back. Right. But,
what we wanted to do is about 2 feet from that corner post, mm-hmm, put a nice curb down, mm-hmm, just so it blends better. And it, okay, doesn't, we don't want it to stick up higher than that column.
Right. Okay.
So you want to run the 6-foot fence all the way out until the last 2 feet, and then curve it down to 4.
It may be 30 inches, whatever. I don't want it.
Something
it's
like
that. It's got to be aesthetically pleasing, but yeah, that's the best.
Yeah. And the very back page sort of gives you a good idea of the, mm-hmm, scale of the surrounding and neighboring fence.
Where's the fence on the second page? It's got a picture of a wood fence with ivy.
Across the back of the property.
Yeah.
That's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any other questions?
Would it be too much to ask to have them submit whatever, how the curve is going to look and what the measurements are, so we know, we have it for the record? Okay. I don't think it probably needs to be administratively approved, but just so there's no...
So Tommy will know what he's...
Yeah. A little hand sketch or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that shows the dimensions. So, so there's no confusion.
Yeah, we have somebody who'll go out and inspect it, and he won't know what he's looking for. But if you submit something, we know the dog-eared style. We understand 6 feet. That last little part would be helpful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
it'll
help you too.
Yeah. We can do that.
What color is the?
It's in the back.
In the back, it's a dark green. The existing fence in the property on the front is a picket fence, and that's painted gloss black.
So which color are you going to go?
We're probably going to go to the black.
And there's a Charleston green that's not distinguishable from black.
I think that's kind of where we're at in the back.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll ask if anyone else... if Mr. Leopold wants to speak, he's welcome. If not, we assume that he's okay with it. And anyway, we thank you for bringing it.
One more question.
Yeah.
Did you say what vegetation you were going to put back, or you just don't know yet?
It'll be some type of evergreen holly mixed with... she's already got some... hydrangeas out in front that we're going to save.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they so it'll have some density to it, but it's not going to be anything that's hard to maintain.
Okay. So it's not like a vine or anything like that?
No, sir.
Can we get your name?
Daryl Sheely.
Sheely?
Yes, sir.
Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Leopold intends planting on his side.
Probably.
Mysterious growing.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, and it looks like we don't have anyone else speaking with respect to this application. Would somebody like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion on application 15-047 that we accept it as submitted, there being no objections to the plan.
And that the applicant submit a sketch so the inspector will know what's it. Okay. All right. Have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion?
So we're not discussing color, or is that in there?
I already said the black or the dark green.
Okay. But so we're not going to require them to do that.
You want to say black or dark green?
Yeah.
Fine. Black or Charleston green.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, all in favor?
One thing I'd like to say is that with the scallop on the end of the fence, whatever they submit, they ought to have enough tolerance in what they submit for what they really end up building. So don't just give it to the exact dimension, give it a little tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have the motion and we have a second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our second application is number 15-050, William and Julie Keating, 155 Greenville Street, Northwest. The applicants are requesting approval for the replacement of 29 windows located on the additions of the house at 155 Greenville. The windows on the original house have a 2-over-1 grid pattern as shown in the photograph of the house. None of the original windows will be replaced. Over the years, there were several additions with multiple window patterns and broken glass, rotted frames, and sashes. The new windows will be Pella aluminum clad simulated divided light windows with new frames, sills, other framing, and insulation as needed. Also requested is a removal of 2 non-working flue chimneys on a detached apartment, which was once a garage. A photo is attached showing these small chimneys. This removal will be followed by the replacement of the shingles on the building with roofing to match the main house.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you give us your name and your, I assume that's your residence too,
yes.
Right?
My name is William Keating. My wife is out in the crowd. Okay. My address is 155 Greenville Street, Northwest.
Okay. All righty. Do you all have questions?
Yeah, I'm confused about the difference between replacing windows and not replacing original windows, what the distinction is.
Ms. French and I went through the old maps because I was trying to figure out when the footprint of the house changed. You can tell in the crawl space that there's been an addition done.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in the World War II era, there was about a 2,100 square foot addition put on the house, and then a garage added. That would be the detached structure. And that's where you get a different grill pattern. When they did this addition, it seemed like they used whatever building materials were available at the time. I have some 6-over-6, some 3-over-3.
If you look at Exhibit E on the about the last page, I think, Ben, there's a floor plan. First floor plan, do you see that?
I do.
And then there's an arrow. That's probably the starting point of the addition is to the right. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're riding down Barnwell, it's the part that you see
right
approaching the house. And then the house actually fronts
on Greenville.
On Greenville, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I think you do have, it's pretty clear the way you have, 2-over-1 and maybe 2-over-2 in some places, but then all of a sudden it's 6-over-6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the conditions of the old windows are pretty good?
They're worth saving in front. They're painted shut with about 50 years of paint.
Thanks for a pretty good weather seal.
I think in time we'll be able to bring those back to life.
And it's probably easier to document them as original, to the original house. The ones in the back, they seem to be sort of various styles and probably various additions. So they're not to the original part of the original house, I guess you'd say.
And we're changing the windows in the garage apartment as well.
Just
the chimneys. Just the chimneys are being removed.
And why do you want to take down the chimneys in the garage?
They are unusable. Someday I would plan to remodel that little apartment. They're unused flues for old furnaces.
There's
and
nothing
falling apart.
Below them.
I'd like to put a roof on the house. And going around with flashing or repairing a chimney that's not in use on a cottage, I just I prefer to do away with them.
And do you have any idea when the chimneys were put in?
Post that big addition, there's probably four additions on the little cottage.
Uh-huh.
But if you would come over and look, you can see the ridgeline changes in between those chimneys. So I've counted four additions on that garage as they added living space.
And remind me when the exactly what year you think, or you know, about what year you think that is?
Those additions?
Yeah, the chimneys.
There was one, I met a fellow in town that said that he had known the woman that owned the house, and one was done in as late as the 90s, and,
okay.
and then earlier. But I have no way of dating that stuff.
Are they on the center map, too?
It's not an old common brick like the other chimneys. The other chimneys have a solid clay common brick. These have three holes in them like a modern-day building material.
And, well, there's nothing on inside the building that goes
around. No, there's nothing.
They're just sitting up there.
They're furnace loose.
The other thing when looking at the maps, because he wanted to look at all this stuff, but that is shown on the 1962 Sanborn map as apartments. And I have to believe that during the SRS, you know, influx, you know how everybody was using every square foot they had. So that might have been also when additions were done to that garage to turn that into more apartments and all that sort of stuff. It was just like, you know, total in use by whoever.
Is this the Talbot's old house?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do y'all have any other questions of Mr. Keaton? Nope. And it looks like, unless your wife wants to speak in opposition or something, she may not be in, you know, on board, but I assume she is. We'll go ahead and have a motion. We can still discuss.
Oh, did y'all want to look at these?
Yeah, I brought one window.
Yeah, you can pull the... Sure. If you want to put it on the table, we got to... Might as well use the table there.
That's the new window?
That's the new one with one slight change that it will have a different throw pattern, but I'm going to put a light wire inside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Along with having
inside
the light wire on the outside.
Yeah.
For that more true sense.
Yeah.
Have a space bar when it grills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The wooden flat on the outside and the other wire on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
He asked originally, you know, it's like, you know, I'm going to have to replace some windows in this house. This is before he bought it. And he was like, what's the board going to say? And I was, and I said, well, let me put it to you this way. They don't like any windows to be replaced, but if you do, and the aluminum clad seemed to be something they will at least address. And so he came back with the Pella aluminum clad, which we don't see.
Yeah, we're
often
familiar with it.
Plans of tearing down the final side and to put up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, if you go and look at the house up close, it's been totally covered over with vinyl and aluminum. There's no original cornice visible, and even the window heads have been botched up. So that's the next phase, but. Yeah, we're just glad to see a real wood window because mm-hmm. people could bring vinyl windows in here, and we wouldn't.
That really is an option for me to reinstall these windows the correct way.
Yeah,
I have to tear out the whole window and then frame in the weight pocket, so
mm-hmm.
that I have to be able to
right. Right. I wish you would talk to some of these other people who come in here with the vinyl windows. He's a contractor, I guess, right?
So. Yeah, it's just the way it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
We should throw in a construction window in there and get it to match the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're headed the right direction.
Yeah.
So what do you get through the brick mold and the frame on the outside?
When needed a little surgery to discover what's actually the disabled aluminum duct, all of them would work right. I don't know exactly how that trim is put together yet. I'll find out.
It's probably a 1 by
it's
6.
It's 2 by material. I'm not sure.
5 quarter or something.
I'm going to match that. I'm trying to make this thing blend in so that you can't tell that I was there.
Well, if you do that, it sounds like you might be, from the outside, capping them again.
It's hard to be. It's already to take down the binding siding. Wood trim will be done and exposed, but binding siding probably isn't there. I'm just not ready to. I have 2,000 square foot under the model. I can't go get ribbon siding off right now.
Yeah.
I'm excited to because I think it will bring all the charm and character back to the house.
Well, document this as you go, but I think assuming that it passes, it'd be something that could be a good case study for us to show other people, particularly.
Lots of pictures of something.
Yeah, especially when you get ready to take the final off, because I think you're going to have a really, exceptional
house. I was told that
house.
They wanted it because they didn't want to put 50 gallons of paint on.
That was reasonable.
50 gallons per shoulder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the client says, but
that's how it happens.
Yeah.
Y'all have any more questions for me? Mm-hmm. Can I ask a quick question? We have 6 kids, and most of them are little, and the sidewalk out in front of our house is buckling everywhere, and it's just dilapidated. And you know, we're trying so hard to, make the house and put it back to where it was, and I'm just wondering
why
you talk to
the
sidewalk guys.
Mm-hmm.
I can
help y'all with that.
Mm-hmm. It is really bad. I don't normally complain, but it's like, I know that, there's vacant lots down the street, and they're for sale, and it's a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I try to take kids down the street, and there's
It's not something that would necessarily go to this board, but Public Works, Susan knows the folks over there, and they can put it on the list. And also emphasizing that you all are improving the property, so it might be a good time to improve this sidewalk.
Well, it has to be explored, and I know we try to update it, and I kind of saw that something that they would be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
For a little improvement outside.
Yeah, that's good. That's good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question for you. Are you aware of the tax incentive program that if you put a certain amount into your house, then the we approve that the changes that you've made are historic, then your tax.
I believe that brings you inside the house. And I have made so many changes inside of already due to the fact that they just chopped up into apartments, foundation, and just in this addition.
Well, we run into that, though. We run into that, and we the way we look at it is we sort of start with the front door and the major spaces, the big rooms, and we work our way back. And so there's a hierarchy that we put more emphasis on. But most of the time with everyone we've approved, we've gotten back into the little serving pantry and little laundry rooms and things that just don't work nowadays, and we do have some latitude in those sort of secondary or tertiary spaces. There's the Rutherford, what do you call the house there? The
Ridgely Hall.
Mm-hmm. You might go. Do you know Grant Lawley? You know Grant?
I don't know Grant.
Yeah, you ought to go by there sometime and see what he's doing. But he had to take out some masonry. The whole house is constructed of probably clay tile, interior walls, exterior walls. Isn't that right, Lucy?
Yeah, designed not to burn down.
It's on Berry Road. If you go down Berry Road, you know where I'm talking about? Berry Road would be right before Fumata. She can give you a map.
By the golf course.
And, now,
just past Oakland Gardens.
And back in the back, they had a bunch of laundry rooms. I mean, it was you couldn't use it as a current kitchen because, I guess families didn't go in the kitchen. You just had the servants and the cooks in there. Now families use their kitchens. So.
Well, I will.
You might check on it.
Sort of got a mess going on there right at this moment, but each and every one of you are more than welcome to stop by there today and working and see the direction I'm at least taking the back of the house. I plan to restore the front in good time. Right now I'm working.
Making it livable. Yeah.
I think our intention is that the front of the house to make it exactly as it was. The back half of the house is just a mishmash of cut doors, numbers on all the doors, and they were apartments. So,
we can.
Talk to Susan about that. That's a great idea to.
If
you're putting all this effort into it, you might as well get a little benefit out of it.
Right when I finish
this phase up, I will come back and talk about that. Of course, they're already going to have increased the value of your house because of this building permit you did. So we can talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go ahead then, and if there are not any other questions, if y'all want to have a motion and second, we'll see if you have some more discussion.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 15-050 as submitted.
Second.
Okay. All right. Any discussion? Any other comments? Okay. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Thank you.
Can I say one thing before you adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Lucy and I were talking right before we had a person come in. It's Stu Maurice came in last Wednesday right when the postings have just been done, and they have found out they've got huge problems with the roof on their house over at the corner of Audubon and Too Much. And they have requested a special meeting to deal with these roofing problems. They did a huge addition, lots of additions, 3 or 4 years ago, and all those additions have the metal roofs on them. And now what they're wanting to do is do the rest of the roof in the metal. And like I said, they've got tons of leaks, and they've got to do asbestos removal of the asbestos shingles. And, you know, so times of
that's
essence.
Asbestos.
Yeah.
That's asbestos.
That's what they said.
Asbestos.
So.
Oh, shingle.
It doesn't look like it, but I guess.
Well, anyway, it's really rotten, whatever it is. So Lucy's out of town next week. McDonald's out of town for 2 weeks.
This is to change.
Asbestos shingles to metal.
To metal.
When you change materials, you have to go to the board.
It's not an admin thing.
Where's the metal that they did?
It's like a pretty gray metal.
Right there.
There.
Okay.
There it is on the slope. Yeah. So that kind of thing would require.
Tell us about the house.
The house was built actually not as early as I would have said, close to 1930. And I kept trying to get her to find a picture of the old house, hoping that maybe it had metal. It was Bud Coward's family.
Okay.
And Joanne Maurice says she knows nothing has happened to that roof. Their additions were the first thing that happened to that house. And I'm not quite sure what she was trying to say, but
now why do they? What's the big rush? Why can't they just go to our regular meeting?
They found like tons and tons of leaks.
Sounds like they're in the middle of construction.
I think this guy has got a window. This roofer guy has got a window. So y'all don't have to do it. I told him I would ask. It's up to Lucy actually to decide, because you're not going to be here for 2 weeks. If we can get four people, it wouldn't be able to be next week because she's not going to be here. Unless, who would our third person be? I mean, we just got to have four people that can meet to do it.
What about Chuck?
Chuck's not going to be here. So we take away three.
I can do it any time the week of the 18th. I would be willing to do it any time in the week of the 18th.
I can do it that week, too.
You could? Okay. And
it
would take 10
probably.
Minutes. I mean, unless y'all have problems with this.
I think it'll work better.
There's nothing that we
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
That's no redeeming value.
Okay, well, I will let the police, how about you?
I'm good every day except for Monday.
Okay, all right, well.
That's the week of the 18th.
Is that a Monday?
The 18th is on a Monday.
Okay, so maybe the 19th or something like that. Okay. I understand where you're coming from, McDonald. That's why I decided y'all got to make the decision. I asked the same thing. Can you wait?
No.
So I think it's two things going on. It's really more having this
quick,
man. Yeah. We can meet at the front door, actually.
Of the house.
Toward the building.
Well, I mean, you could actually meet over the building, the house, if you want.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they'd want any members of the public who might happen to want to show up.
I think we'd have to meet in here, or somewhere.
You think the store patron would show up?
I have a question, too.
Yes.
Something else. I have the paperwork for Nance and Ellis. I know we were supposed to be keeping them. We still need to hold on to them?
Oh, yeah.
I thought we needed them tonight, so I didn't know I brought them.
The Nance, I don't think, don't worry about those. You can go ahead and get rid of those. And we'll kind of go to the end.
So do we need a time? We do need a time on the, we're doing it at the 19th, what time?
I'd say 5:30. Could you be here by 5:30?
Sure.
Yeah, just
I'll be here by 5:30.
Knock it out.
Is that good?
5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll email you.
On the 19th.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you all for your ideas on the tall building thing. We just need to see that what's happening.
Okay. So
you need to have some ideas.
Okay.
We're checking out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't know why people think we don't have any role.